our New Testament reading from Matthew's Gospel this morning is Matthew 5, verses 13 to 20. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? Is it no longer good for anything? But it is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill, built on a hill, cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, heaven and earth will pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until it is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever teaches them will be, whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I invite Susie in to share that word and then our time of prayer together afterwards.
So let us pray. Lord Jesus, may you open our hearts and minds to you this morning, that you may speak to us and we may hear you. Amen. Now, salt can change a dish. Now, I grew up in a household where we didn't really do seasoning in food. When I was a child, my dad had to cut down on salt. So actually, we didn't put salt really in anything. And then I met Andrew and I encountered the Dad family who put seasoning in everything. So even today, when we cook, Andrew often says to me, "Have you put any seasoning in this? Have you put salt in this?" And sometimes I have, and sometimes I haven't, because it still isn't quite my natural instinct. There's a reason why Andrew is the gourmet chef and I am the practical day-to-day, you know, egg on toast cook. Now, in this reading from the Gospel of Matthew, it says salt that has lost its flavour. Different translations use different words, but one translation I read said salt that has lost its flavour is foolish. Now, rabbinical literature equates salt with wisdom. And what they would do was they would put salt onto the wick of a candle to cause the candle to burn brighter. One rabbinical writer said, "The salt of wisdom will make our light shine even brighter." Being the light is how others see, how others view us, how people see Jesus within our own lives. And being a Christian, being a follower of Jesus, being his disciple, is about our lifestyle choices. And it's those choices that equate to whether we are salt in our world or whether we are the light in our world, or whether people notice at all. Now, for those of you that who are reading The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry with us, will know some of this all too well. In the chapter where John Marcoma is talking about rule of life, he says, "The hard truth is that following Jesus is something you do, a practice as much as a faith. At their core, the practices of Jesus are about relationship with God he called, with the God he called Father, and all relationships take time. Relationships take time. When you get to know someone, it takes a long time for you to build a relationship that you can rely on, that you can trust in. you know, it takes time for me to learn to put salt into the dinner. But as we get to know Jesus more, we show more of his character, more of his traits. We have more of his seasoning within our lives. And those seasonings are reflected in the fruits of the Spirit. Now, in Galatians chapter 5, it says the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, generosity, goodness, kindness, and self-control. So in the Passion Translation, I kind of like the nuance they put on these different fruits of the Spirit. It says, but the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit with you is divine love in all its varied expressions. Joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and a strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. They are meant to be limitless. These fruits, these seasonings, these traits of the Spirit develop. They take time. But as we get to know Jesus more, they come out in our lifestyle, in our character. Now, how do you get to know someone better? How do you build a relationship with someone? Now, one of the ways I like to do it, some people like to be really practical and do something with someone. But for me, it's often sitting down with a cup of coffee and having or a tea and just having a good old chat. When was the last time you sat and had a cuppa with Jesus? Where you sat with your morning coffee and maybe a bit of the Gospels? Or you sat down with your coffee and imagined that Jesus was sat opposite you and told him exactly what was on your heart and what was on your mind. And as we build these relationships with Jesus, as we build time in and we develop his traits and his seasoning, we are transformed by Jesus. We become more like Jesus, which means we will transform the world with him, because by being more like Jesus, we can't help but influence the world around us. Now, I've been a Christian for just 21 and a half years. I was working it out last night how long it was. And I know the date. It was the 15th of September, 2001. And there have been points on my walk with Jesus where I've grown in faith really quickly. I would go and spend time serving on teams in other communities. And we would pray as a team. We would worship together as a team and we would serve as a team. And in that prayer and worship and actively seeing Jesus at work, I grew in my faith and I knew him more. But there are other times in my life where it has been slower, but I've been open to God and it's been a longer journey, but I have seen God work in me and transform me. When I was pregnant and when the girls were small, I often would sit and pray for patience. I'd be like, God, I need this seasoning of patience. And I would pray for patience every day. I'm sure there are many parents that have done this. But over the course of time, I get more patient. I'm not there yet, as I'm sure my children would highlight. I'm not there. But developing these traits, this seasoning, this salt of Jesus takes time, but it transforms who we are. So following Jesus, being salt and light, is a lifestyle choice. It's how we live. Being a disciple of Jesus is who we are and what we do, and it affects everything. It affects us 24/7. And if it's not quite affecting your life 24/7, do you need to ask some questions about how you walk with Jesus? Are there things you need to sit down with Jesus, imagining him sat directly opposite you if you're sat in your favourite coffee shop or your favourite sofa? What do you need to tell him? What do you need to share with him? With Jesus, this is a relationship that we have to work on, and it takes time. But Jesus is open to hearing what's on our heart and what's on our mind. Amen.